I'm Ronnie on BBC Radio Sheffield. The question today, should I be a meat eater? I'm expecting my next guest to say no. Sandra Higgins is the woman behind a worldwide campaign called Go Vegan World, and she's bringing her message to Sheffield. She runs an animal sanctuary in Ireland. Her interest in animal rights started in 2008 when she was asked to care for two orphaned lambs. Sandra, what's the story about the lambs?
Well, I was asked to care for two orphaned lambs. I was a busy psychologist, from a town, just living in the country. And immediately, I recognised their sentience. And very quickly, I read the scientific evidence on their sentience and their consciousness. And I realised that not only is meat an issue, but using other animals is an issue. And that, you know, we've believed in myths before, such as the myth that the earth is flat and that the earth is at the centre of the universe. The other myth we believe is that the universe was created for humans and all the beings on it for human use. But that is not the truth. It's not scientific fact. They're actually much older species than us, with the same rights as us, not to be our property, not to be used by us for any reason.
When you got these two little creatures, these two lambs, and you say you discovered they were sentient, what does that mean, and what did that mean to you then?
Yeah, what it meant to me, very simply, was the first thing I noticed was the joy that they got jumping off their four feet simultaneously in the fields. And I realised that their lives had meaning to them, and that even if we kill them without fear or painlessly, they have an interest in staying alive, and that using them and killing them is a moral issue. But also from a scientific perspective, in 2012, the Cambridge Declaration on Consciousness in Non-Humans was signed by some of the most prominent scientists and neuropsychologists in the world. And it concluded that other beings, non-human beings, have the same neurological substrates that generate consciousness. So they have the same central nervous system and brain that we have that enables us to feel negative and positive physical and emotional feelings and to be aware of those feelings.
In a previous life, as it were, you were a psychologist specialising in trauma. Does that kind of affect the way in which you look at all this?
It probably does. I'm still a psychologist. I still practice. What horrified me was I specialised in attachment theory, the role that good enough parenting, secure parenting has in all our lives. What we learn in the very first weeks and months of our lives sets us up for the rest of our lives. So I've been very interested to see the way we dominate other species who, as I said, they're much older than us. They survived for billions of years before we evolved. And they only survived because of that, because they were capable and because they had that bond with their mothers. And that we have dominated them, and that's one of the things that we have broken. We've controlled how they live, how they're born, how they die. We've taken their environment away from them, the environment in which they evolved naturally.
Right. So having got that insight and having witnessed those two lambs and what you saw then, when did you set up your sanctuary and what do you do?
I set up the sanctuary. They were the first two residents.
Mm-hmm.
What I do is I take in animals who are being used by humans. Nearly all the animals here are destined for slaughter, apart from two wildlives. I run an animal rights and vegan education centre to give people information about other animals and our use of them, because most of this information is either hidden from us or a myth is designed around it. For example, the earlier clips you played there of the old MacDonald's farm music. You see, this is how we're socialised as children. Children have a natural affinity with other animals. They're not speciesist in that they don't see a big difference between us and other species. They certainly, every child would be horrified that you could not bring a child into a slaughterhouse. You yourself, Roni, were not able to go in and witness the killing. That's our innate sense of goodness and justice. We have an innate sense that it's unfair to do to someone else what we wouldn't like done to us. And that's what makes the world go around. That's what fairness is about. Children have this sense of fairness. And they are socialized, according to the old MacDonald's music, to distance themselves from the feelings that other animals have, and to distance the food on their plates, the clothes on their backs, and the cosmetics that they use on their faces from the sentient beings who produce them.
You haven't always felt like this. Indeed, you've been a meat eater at one stage, Sandra.
Oh, I was. Yeah, I was vegetarian for most of my life, but I hadn't given it any serious consideration. If I had, I most certainly would have been vegan. I went vegan the day I visited a goat dairy, and I saw that the mothers were still bloody from birth. And I had this old MacDonald's idea in my head, like the farmer you spoke to there recently, that they were tucked away in a little warm room somewhere, being minded. And all the mothers were there and there were no babies there except one baby. And I was given that baby. He was put into my arms and he cuddled into me like a cat or a dog or a human baby. And then I was brought to another building at a distance away. And the newborn baby girls were trembling and crying and nibbling each other's ears and drinking milk from rubber teats on a wall because of the human demand for their mother's milk. And all the boys had been killed that morning. And I was horrified, horrified at myself, at what I had been participating in, the amount of dairy products I was using, and the fact that I was a psychologist in my 40s. I had studied mammals. I had studied the attachment bond. And I knew how precious and life-giving it is. And I had no idea that I had been participating in this removal of newborn babies from their mothers. I went vegan.
The programme today, Sandra, is called, my programme is called Should I Be a Meat Eater? I shouldn't, should I?
It's not for me to tell you, but I think you know yourself, Ronnie, that if it was unacceptable to you to go into the slaughterhouse, it is a myth that slaughter is painless. The veterinary science shows it's very painful, but it doesn't matter whether it's painful or not, really. None of us would want our young lives taken from us, even if it was free of fear, free of pain, even if we didn't know about it. And if it was unacceptable for you to look at that slaughterhouse, then I'm sure it's unacceptable to you also to eat them.
Sandra Higgins, thank you very much for joining us today. Your campaign, Go Vegan World, coming to Sheffield.
Yes, it is. Yeah, on the 27th of February. And I hope that people will go to the website, goveganworld.com, and particularly download the free vegan guide. It's an evidence-based guide based on scientific evidence in a range of scientific peer-reviewed journals. And it simply gives people the information so that they can make their own mind up. It's time that we stopped believing in myths. We owe it to other sentient beings.
Sandra Higgins, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you.
It's BBC Radio Sheffield, 1:45. Well, those are the arguments laid out in the last 3/4 hour, I guess. Should I be a meat eater? I do eat meat, but the question is, should I? Is it good for my health, the planet, the animals? What do you make of what we've just heard there from Sandra Higgins?